Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the world premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer, messenger, baby sis, baby bruh, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG. Let's talk Black awareness. What must we do to get equality? It is very necessary that you hear me. It is super important that you hear the message coming out of Black America at this particular time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. It's co-producer. I've got my family with me. And before we get started, how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm fine and very good. Hello.
That's it. All I got is Florida. What happened to everybody else?
No, you faded out, bro. You faded out.
Yeah.
Oh, I faded
out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute.
Push the wrong button.
Okay, well, I'm back. And
okay,
how's everybody doing?
Now.
All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, listen.
Bro, we got a bad connection.
No, that was
keep
baby boy in the back.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's the dollar
okay.
Playing with you.
How we doing right now?
Better. Better.
Okay. Hey, listen, welcome to The Attic. And we're going to get started with the show. A little technical difficulty to get started, but we're getting ready to rock and roll. This evening, I really want to talk. If I had to use a subject, I would probably say, let's talk about Jacob Blake. Let's talk about Jacob Blake and how that is affecting the entire nation. Am I still going in and out?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know what the heck that could be.
You're back now.
Okay. We're gonna talk nation. We're gonna talk Blake, and what I mean by talking it is awful. I mean, it's horrible that the nation stands by and kind of watch this unfold. I can't understand that for the life of me. And when I talk about the nation standing by, here's a situation where you have a black man with his children with him for whatever happened in the beginning to get to the point I'm going to go to. I'm telling you, it's immaterial because there was no physical contact and there was no altercation between this brother and the police. So I guess he's walking away. They're asking him to stop. Maybe he don't hear them. Nobody's sure about that right now. But nonetheless, they grab him and put 7 in his back. First of all, do you know what it would take, what kind of rage you'd have to be in to shoot someone while you're holding them? You run the risk of shooting yourself. So they've got this man grabbed, and they put 7 in his back. And And I don't know, man. It just seems to be like I don't hear those officers are in jail in max security. I don't hear that. Does anybody else hear that? Do anybody know what happened to those police officers?
Nothing. The administrative duty. You know what that means? Sit at a desk and still get paid.
And still get paid. Still get full salary. And I don't know.
By the way, can I interject one thing? Did you guys hear about the Louisiana shooting? Where they put 10 bullets in his brother? And it didn't make because it was 2 days before the two storms hit Louisiana. 31-year-old man.
I mean, you know, let's get back to Jacob Blake if we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, no problem.
But,
no problem.
Okay, I got you, man. But for that to happen, for a police officer to feel that, I don't know what to feel that scared, to feel that emboldenment, to feel that entitlement. I don't know what the fuck someone would think if you're a police officer. And first of all, I'm pretty sure it's still taught in the academy that anytime you shoot someone in the back, well, you're pretty much on the downslope of being, you know, of being wrong there. Because if you shoot them in the back, that means they were fleeing and you had no harm coming towards you. So when we talk about, when they talk about using deadly force, well, deadly force is to protect you in situations where you may be harmed. But if I'm turning around running, it doesn't even matter if I just punched you in your face. If I'm turning around running, there's never an instance
it was
that you're okay to
it was
shoot
non-threatening.
Me in my back.
Non-threatening,
exactly.
Situation.
But they're taking that and just killing people, man. And, you know, you got the attorney general. Now, and this all happened in Wisconsin. You got the Attorney General Josh out there. Then you've got the police officer. The police officer, I think they said his name is Ruster Shesky. Then you got another police officer, Vincent Aranes, who supposedly tased him. So you've got a police officer grabbing somebody from the back, another police officer tasing him. You got my man Shesky shooting him. Then there was another female officer there, Brittany Merover or something. She was just on the scene. So you got all these people, and right now the attorney general, I mean, if these folks are not in jail right now, that's crazy. And I know they got to go through their investigations and whatever it is they have to do, but there ought to be some heinous crimes that we're going to skip that and let you go to jail while we figure this out, like you do, Black America.
And therein lies the answer. You said it yourself.
Well, one thing we got to also remember, the sheriff department, one of the excuses he said with regards to the white guy later on that shot the black kids right there in Wisconsin when he came over that night.
Yeah.
He said, technically, they shouldn't have been out if they would have, because they had a curfew. If they had listened to the curfew, then they wouldn't have got shot. That's what the sheriff officer said.
Wait a minute. So he's saying the victims are at fault here? They wouldn't have gotten shot if they wouldn't have been out?
Of course.
Is that what he's trying to say?
That's exactly what he's
saying.
Never mind the fact that this guy came over state lines with the weapon and shot somebody.
But that's the narrative.
I'm sorry. The cops were actually on record as telling that white boy, thank you. We appreciate your guys' help.
Wow.
They gave him water and stuff that night. They didn't even arrest him that night.
Well, he was walking toward them with a weapon. And even though his hands might have been up, he still had a weapon walking toward them. And there's no way that anyone can tell me if that was a black man walking toward him with a rifle that he wouldn't have been shot on the scene, flat out, period, if his hands were up.
Can I suggest something?
So you shot a man seven times in the back that was walking away. that was in a non-threatening situation, you shot him in the back. But somebody walking towards you with a rifle, you did nothing to. In fact, they show that you can see on video where they rolled right by him and did nothing to him. So there's two justices here.
I suggest to you, he's not going to get away with it. The price is too high. This kid will not get away with this.
Get away with it? Let me say something. Watch this. Okay. That might make a difference. That might make a difference. It's sad to say that, but that might be the thing that helps him get the justice he's going to get. But then, by the same time, you're going to send that message again to black communities that if shooters are killing white people, we have a justice system that deals with that. But if shooters are killing black people, you look at the penalties they're getting. It's not the same. And this is what I say.
It has never been.
And you know what? I swear, that is the sad, sad reality. It has never been, and within the next 100 years, it ain't never going to be. Now, don't get me wrong. Every ounce of breath in me, I'm a soldier in the battle. So there's no giving up in me. But what I'm saying is, man, it's just sad, man, that no matter where you turn, man, the best it's going to do for black America is get a little better. It's never going to get equal. So get that shit out your head.
I agree.
For right now.
I agree.
Well, let me also just interject again about the Sheriff Department out there. 2 years ago, there was like 5 kids. They did some looting and stuff like that, stole some stuff. And the sheriff got on national TV, and he said what they should do is lock them up, prevent them from having kids, lock them up and build a building for them, let them stay in that building, no recreation or nothing. Then when they die, sell the building to Amazon for a warehouse. That's what the sheriff, and he's still in office.
And he's on record making that statement. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So he didn't like just say that to somebody and they just came out and repeated that. He's actually on record making that statement.
He was doing a press conference.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
But you know, when we talked about trying to justify the villain, they wrote the narrative in such a way that even after Blake got shot, this man took 7 in his back. They had him in the hospital handcuffed. So you're still the criminal. Just because you got shot, you're not dead. You're still the criminal here. It's just a sad reality, man.
It's mind blowing. It's just mind blowing.
There's a mayor in Wisconsin, that has city. Again, he let Trump have it today, man. And this is what. But this is what gives me hope that there's a change can actually come, because right now, man, you have a lot of white America who just understand that the shit is just wrong, y'all. In that group of white America.
There's one thing I'm worried about, that if these demonstrations, these nightly things go into October, he's going to win.
I don't think so.
They're playing that card.
No,
he's going to win.
You listen to the people last week at the Republican convention, you would think that every black person in America has a gun and it's going to blow everybody.
But listen. I hear that, and I know that's the message being put out, but I'm sorry. I don't think so. And let me tell you something. He lost the first time. All right. Let's not ever forget that. He lost the popular vote. I don't think that the electoral college
vote don't matter.
I understand that.
That doesn't matter.
But I don't think that they'll make that statement.
And he knows that. He knows what he's doing.
Of course.
No.
He don't care about no popular vote.
The protocols don't matter, but people are more aware now. And so as when we went in those 3 million extra votes, guaranteed this time we're going to secure the electoral. Before, we slept on that electoral, but we're ready for it now. And we've got more people that don't, that want him out. Half the Republicans want him out.
His people
and
want him out.
Right. Yeah. Our problem is we let him get on the TV with five of his white friends and say some stuff, and we get scared, and we start running. We got to protest. If we didn't protest, the white folks that's with us right now would never be with us. And we can't do it by ourselves.
Here's the thing, though. They done took the attention from the protest, and they're focusing on the looting and shit, and that's what he's scaring America with.
That's what Trump's doing,
That's what he's running on. He ain't running on what he's going to do these next 4 years. He's running on, just like they said, with that caravan coming, remember? That caravan of Mexicans, whoever was coming up here?
Yeah.
He's doing that same thing.
He's inciting fear. His thing is fear. He's putting fear out there.
That's what he's doing. And pre-show, me and Baby Sis was talking about that. As far as the protesters and the rioters. And I'm going to tell you something. Again, no, I'm not in line with tearing shit up, man. I'm not in line, so I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying how I see it. You got a lot of people in this nation mad about different shit. You got some folks protesting about police inequality or inequality for people of color in this nation. You got some people who are protesting just because they like the protest. Now, again, it's all protest, and they can call it rioting or call it whatever the hell they want to call it. But you got people mad about a lot of different reasons, man. So
about unemployment, about their health benefits,
you know what I'm saying?
Lot of stuff.
And here's the thing. The way
they're protesting about a lot of
the way
they're mad
he's
about
talking
a lot of stuff
now,
out there.
The way he's talking now, you think Biden was the president. And all this shit came under his watch. This is happening
while he's
president.
Yeah. I got the.
But
same,
he got
them
convinced if Biden wins, this is what's going to happen to the country.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get on him too deep right now, because I want to get back to Jacob Blake.
Real quick, same thing with that. I mean, every other week, dude, we're talking about somebody black getting shot. Every other week, it's like open season on black people.
And the thing is, like Baby Sis was saying earlier, everybody got cameras, everybody's videoing, and you know what? They just don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, man. Let me say this to you, and to my brothers in blue, I'm not talking about all of you. So don't let that group of bad individuals convince you that everybody's bashing police officers. No, you know, some of that shit that you see, and let me tell you something. And when I say some of that shit, yeah, you got some brothers out there popping up on video cams now doing some fucked up shit to black people also, still in blue. So don't get me to thinking that, I don't want you thinking that when we talk about the police officers, I'm talking about those who have made a commitment not to do the right thing. If your skin color or your gender is different from what it is they expect it to be, they're going to harm you. Those are those people I'm talking to.
Well, I'm talking about, we'd like to say we're not talking about all of them. And no, we're really not talking about all of them, but we write study talking about these good cops. All right. Well, if these cops are so good, ain't nobody doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. You good?
Because let me tell you something.
But if you see me do wrong, you ready to get me? So we rest steady making excuses for, quote unquote, the good cop. It's time for the good cop to be good. You tell us, you need us to give you information. We need them to give us information just as well. Black people won't snitch. Neither will y'all.
That's so true. But it's so funny because in some of my military years, I worked with state police officers pretty a lot. And let me tell you something. You could see an officer do some shit, and that code is so strong. And again, it's fucked up because the code is strong, but the code is only working one way. But you're part of that culture that the code works against, but you can't break the code.
No.
Because if you break the code, you become what they call a martyr.
Yeah, because
you get
backup. You get no backup.
Thank you.
When you're in that warehouse 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. 3 o'clock in the morning, told on some cops, you want them cops to watch your back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not gonna come over there, but it's that whole priority thing. It's just gonna be lessened a little bit because now I'm gonna be in a rush to go save somebody who told on me.
If we're race study talking about there's good cops out there, so I'm hoping there's more good cops than bad cops. So if the good cops are telling the bad cop, enough of good cops telling enough of the bad cops will be gone. And you don't have to worry about somebody getting your back because they'll get your back because, quote unquote, they're a good cop.
Just like you got that street code.
And they keep saying it's only, you know, it's far more good than there are bad. They keep saying that, correct?
That's right.
That's they keep saying it's not that many, you know, it's more good than bad.
But why
I'm pretty sure some of the bad ones.
Why there's more good than bad? This crap wouldn't happen.
Watch this. I'm just making this up off of some Hollywood movies that I've seen. But you probably have those good cops that we call good. They're good because they're not doing unjustifiable homicides, but it don't mean that they're not taking an envelope for some other shit. So even though what you're doing is worse than what I'm doing,
then there's that.
Yeah, so what the man?
You take an envelope. I ain't mad at you. You take an envelope.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know what you're doing is wrong.
Oh, so there's different types of good. There's different types of good.
Corrupt is corrupt is corrupt.
I'm just saying how we measure good cops. If you're a good cop and you, I don't know, you want to take for some, meaningless, but you still get an envelope. But ain't nobody getting hurt.
You don't compromise.
But it's still wrong.
It's definitely wrong. Go ahead, Bessie.
What I was talking about is when you make that drug bust and you see $13 million on the table, you put some in your pocket. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't taking payoffs and stuff. I ain't talking about
that. And even that. So this dirty cop who I know be knocking niggas around, he in the room with me, and I stuffed my pockets with some of that dirty drug money ain't nobody going to miss. But it's still wrong. I can't tell on him. I was just giving you a scenario why some of the good cops.
Why does that have to be wrong? Is that what, considered stealing? Is that why it's wrong?
Yes.
Because it's illegal, because they're not supposed to do it. They're supposed to turn all that stuff in.
Here's the thing with that. See, the person at the bottom,
Don't get me wrong. I know they don't. I'm not that naive to think that they do. I know they don't, but they're supposed to.
The person at the bottom ain't supposed to steal, but he's supposed to turn the money in so the person at the top can take his cut.
Exactly. So everybody's stealing. So to that point, you ain't killed nobody. You made a legit drug bust, and there's all this money around, and you put some in your pocket, and you're a bad guy? I don't see you as being a bad guy.
What's the next step?
Hello.
What's the next step?
No.
What do you forgive him next time?
He said, listen, y'all ain't going to use all this money anyway. Y'all not going to use all this money anyway.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to break me off a little piece.
No,
that's wrong.
No.
All they're going to do with that money is buy tanks and more armor to kill black people with.
No.
Y'all sound like the Trump administration.
Go on,
then.
That's the bullshit.
Then go on.
Listen, all I, that's some bullshit. If you're a cop, you can't do it, man. That's just part of what you do, man. I'm sorry. That's it, period. There's no nothing about that. You know, that, that makes that right. If you're a police officer. Now, what can I say? If you're just, a,
then why
if you're just an average citizen, man, then I can kind of see
him,
that.
You gave him license to be corrupt.
No.
All right,
no,
so
you don't
where's
do that.
The, where
so
is the boundary?
If you're a doctor,
where's the boundary?
If you're a doctor and you need some penicillin and you sign your, you write yourself a prescription, what's that?
That ain't the same, man.
Oh, I'm not
saying
Wait a minute. We going back to Jacob Blakely because no, that ain't even close. Watch this. If you're a doctor, you can diagnose yourself. So if I write myself a prescription, I can medically say that's what I need, man. That shit is legitimate.
Okay, how about this one? How about this one?
The doctor shouldn't be writing nobody's some pain pills that's
yeah,
not that,
say,
that
doctor,
he knows that are
people.
Not that he hasn't that he didn't prescribe to him that he's just giving them prescriptions for. That's unethical. He shouldn't be doing that.
But that's what doctors do. That's how they make their money, writing prescriptions.
I'm just
but
saying.
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be
the
doing
rules?
That. That's illegal.
Who
they shouldn't
the
be killing black people, but they do it.
Hello? Who making
but
the
I'm
rules?
Just saying, I just gave that as an example. I was just giving that as an example as opposed to that example Messenger gave.
Hey,
that would be
scenario. Wait a minute. We went to him and stopped. Hold it. We went far too left, man. We're going to turn. We gonna,
it
we gonna
happens.
Turn this boat
I digress.
To,
yeah, I digress. It happens.
To Josh Gage, Jacob Blake. Yeah, we want
to. It's time to burn this shit down to the ground and start from scratch.
But listen,
well, good
though.
Luck with that.
What happens if in the process you get burned also?
Well, you know what?
You know it's going to be better. You won't
that,
be here.
And that's
no,
the
no,
point.
I'll be a general. See, I'll be given the order to burn it down.
Oh,
I'll be back behind
okay.
the line.
No.
Right.
See, that's the
all
point
right.
that's going to hurt the nation because what's going to happen is you're going to have people who are going to realize the fact that, you know, I'm a loser in this game. I don't give a fuck what I do. I'm not going to be able to get what it is that everybody in this nation has. And it's going to get to that point. And again, they're going to get this to start knocking people off, man.
But you know what you don't recognize? And this has been going on since history, dude, in history. Every society rises up and it falls. At some point in time, why? Because shit is unjust and the people uprise.
And the point, I just want to clarify the point that I was making to everyone. The point that I was trying to make, and I know I went a little far left to it with it, but the point I'm making is we let Mo and Joe make up rules, and then we, like robots, follow behind their rules, even if they're not right. If I go out there and risk my life every night to protect you, And you, and then there's some extra money laying around. I can't have it when I stop the wrong. I can't have some of that money.
No, Messenger, you can't. No, hell no.
No,
man. I'm sorry. No, Messenger. You can't have none of that damn money. Stop it.
After the money, what are you going to do?
Somebody get him.
Well, honestly, I don't see nothing wrong with that, but that's a slippery slope because the day you're taking money, tomorrow you're doing hits for drug dealers.
Right. I'm
okay.
calling
that's right. Somebody get him. Somebody get him.
As soon as you start doing drugs or selling drugs or setting people up, then yeah, you're wrong. But if you make a legitimate bust and all this money is laying around, that I just think we're
on.
Setting the rules.
I don't believe you.
Somebody get him. I will close my eyes and walk into a brick wall.
Somebody give him a hug.
I will call your boss and tell your boss you got to come
give
back
him
up
a hug.
Hour with me.
It was a rough day today. I know it was, bro.
So it's okay. You're saying it's okay that they take that money and buy a tank with it to shoot us down with.
Somebody get him.
Please hear me. So you're saying it's okay for them to take that money, buy police cars, buy guns, buy all of this stuff to shoot us with, but it's not okay for me to take extra to pay my mortgage?
Bro, listen
ahead,
to me, man.
Hey,
time out.
How much is enough?
I blame it on Trump. Four years ago, he wouldn't have said all of that. He wouldn't even know.
Hey, but anyway,
you wouldn't have thought that 4 years ago, bro. You wouldn't
anyway,
have. I
actually,
live it on Trump.
Actually,
Jacob
back
Blake, during this, back during the 70s,
Jacob Blake was
a cop
name. Okay, I'm
no, I was gonna say back during the 70s, wasn't it a cop named Serpico, and he turned down some dirty cops?
Yeah,
that was a true story.
Yep. Okay, yep. That was a movie, but okay. It was a movie.
That was a true story. Yeah, I'm
saying.
Sure it into a movie.
Based on a true story.
Oh, man. All right. But anyway, yeah, you know what? I would talk
I
about
talking
that.
Talking about
man.
Rush Hour.
That's the last thing I do, man. I hate fucking with y'all, man. I'm talking about Jacob Blake.
Can I get one answer on this, please?
Go
ahead,
man.
Can I get an answer to one question? How much is enough?
It depends. 20%
of it. 50% of the money.
Yo, Aristotle.
Rich man, enough is never
on,
enough.
Wait a minute.
So
stop.
You're going to take it all then. Okay.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
You're going to take all $13 million, right?
All right. Hold
there
on.
You go.
Hey, if I could take all $14
Triple OG
million,
just came out with one of them.
I don't know, man.
All right. Triple OG just came out with one of them. Hold on. Wait a minute. Everybody stop. He said that shit like, how much is enough? All right, now I should have had that Jeopardy music in the back playing. Like, think about this, man. He was profound on us, man. He said, man, I'm sorry. And I had to recognize that. How much is enough?
Oh, my goodness. Like,
teacher, I don't know, teacher.
I pray that you can put this on.
I'm sorry, man. All right, dog. Yeah, you dropped that on us heavy, man. Like, we was all going to say, whoa.
The oldest and the youngest, they fired up. They had an answer for him right off the bat.
Right, because also, too.
Messenger said,
you got to know when enough is enough.
It depends.
You got to know when enough
right,
is
messenger?
Enough. Because if you,
messenger,
you work at a bank, if you work at a bank and you sneaking some money away from that bank, you can't sit there and every week or every day. You got to take some and stop. Because when you take enough, they're going to notice that.
I'm not advocating.
Somebody messing
drug
with
dealer.
Y'all today.
You might get that drug dealer one time for $10,000, but if you keep skimming money off the top, he going to find out. So you got to know when enough is enough.
I'm not advocating a bank job.
No,
if you're
man. Why are you playing a big car right now? Go ahead. Go ahead, Bester. Get that off, man.
I'm not advocating robbing the bank now. That's because
neither am I. Neither. I'm just saying you have some people that work
baby
at the
boy.
Bank and that money coming
baby
through their
boy,
hand
baby,
every day
he
and they feel like they should be able to take some of that money home with them every day.
Well,
all right, to that bank
cop,
do an order and they
like
realize
that.
Somebody, we losing money somewhere. And then they're going to find
I'm worried about y'all. I'm really worried about y'all. I'm worried.
Can we talk about Black Lives Matter, man?
This is Black Lives Matter. This is why we ain't
Thank
got
nothing
under control. We got us under control where they have set up rules and we got to follow their rules. This is why we're in this situation.
Would you stop before I start following you, man? Stop before
you
I be like, you know
that
what?
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Mister. Tell him, man.
Hey, okay.
So come on, man. And look at here.
It's all part of the plan. If you keep people thirsty, eventually they're going to start stealing the drink. Which helps the prison system.
Yo, wait a minute. That was another one of the profound moments of shit. You know
what I'm saying? What are you talking about?
When we get
all
this
down. All right.
When do we get all these senseis on the show, man? Everybody dropping these little bits of wisdom.
You got it. It looks like message. Message.
Yeah,
okay.
The sun
yeah, it's like
in
message.
The sun sets in the east.
Yes.
Go.
Okay.
I understand that.
Now we got the cold
today. Brain is frozen.
No, man. But you know what though? But seriously, getting back to the Black Matters issue or the base. I am, again, and I will continue to say this, man. I'm glad that there's enough people in this world who see the injustice, man. And again, I say this as a realist, man. I appreciate all the non-black people who join this movement and fight and search for equality. But like I said, the rougher this shit gets, the more, the less people will be outspoken about it. See, now again, yeah. Black people, we are used to this shit being rough. And let's be for real with it. Ain't this shit. We've been marching since when, Dr. King? I mean, we'll march for you, man. We've been protesting forever. So this ain't nothing new to us. Being, you know, dogs and dogs sick on you, water hose sprayed on you. That's no new shit to the black community. But to the non-black community who's out in support, when that shit start happening, you know, again, they watch this. And I ain't mad at you. I really ain't. I swear to God, I ain't. But they
there was white folks out there in the 60s.
Of course there were. Not, there wasn't a whole lot, man. I mean,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, but...
And those that were out
not like the way it is now.
They call them hippies. So they have
see, but the thing with that too is now they don't give a shit about that neither. If you out there, you must be down with them. And what they do is, like they did that man, that old man, they knocked his ass right on over and gave him a concussion. And he was like, "Son of a bitch."
And it ain't funny. I'm not laughing at that. That is not what I'm laughing at. But that's
but
just
I'm
what
just
they
saying,
did. They knocked him. They knocked you right. Knocked him right to the ground.
Yeah, it's about choosing sides now. Either you down with, if you down with
them, and I really
we
couldn't believe
like
they
that.
Did that to that old man like that. That was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Well, a couple
but
of months
right
ago,
down.
a lady and her girlfriend, they was taking the kids out for something, and for whatever reason, they got pulled over. And do you know the police? They were black. The police made them and the kids get out and
kids
get on the ground.
Right.
We talking about little
that.
Kids. Have you ever
seen
a white
family?
Done.
I saw that. They were going to get their
have
nails done.
Have you ever
done.
Seen a white family being held like that, you know, with the cops
see,
cops doing that to a white family?
And the situations just like that that really don't ever allow for black and white people to talk race relations because they can't understand that shit, man. You can see it. But you know what? I'm an advocate of there's some shit in black people's lives. I don't care. The English language will never lend itself to fully let you describe that shit, man. That's just some shit that you have to live and you just become used to being a part of your life. I can't describe that shit. So when we start talking, when I have discussions on the movement, you know, white people, you can only go so far in that discussion. And that's not bad. But I need you to go that distance, though. You go that distance with me, and I'm going to handle the rest. So I'm not saying... you can't be, you know, you don't understand my plight. You don't fully understand it. You know of it, but you don't. You can never feel it.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to be a particular color to see to know evil. You know, you see evil, it's evil. It's the color of your skin doesn't.
What's this?
Yeah, but
they can't
feel your
no,
pain.
Sometimes
they can't
they like
feel
to
your
look
pain.
The other way, turn
that's
the blind eye.
Yeah, I got
listen.
I got
a
question.
I don't have to have cancer to know it's gonna kill you.
Yeah, but you don't, if you don't have cancer, you don't know what that feel like. You understand?
Yeah, you don't know. You can't feel the person's pain.
I can't describe that shit to you.
I got a question.
Go ahead, messenger. Wait a minute, messenger. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Have to bless the mic. Lord,
all right.
Lord, watch me, my Lord.
Lord,
don't
let
me say nothing, Lord.
Those cops, right? Those cops that got those kids out of the car and on the face ground, 105
mm-hmm.
degrees face down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ask yourself, if the night before they did a drug bust and they had a pocket full of money, you think they'd have wasted time with them kids? You think they would have wasted their time with them kids?
He cut up the whole cow just to get a steak. He cut that whole cow up just to get one steak. Yo, man, we done talking about that, man.
And you know what was
really sad about that situation? They pulled them over because they thought the car was stolen, if I'm not mistaken. And they had them sitting, like laying on that ground face down and did all of that to them babies and them kids like that because they thought the car was stolen. And you're going to tell me that they couldn't handle that situation better than that? To check to
hey,
see if that car was stolen or not?
I got one better. Did you see where the cops beat the shit out of this man in his wheelchair? They snatched his wheelchair. They broke his wheelchair up. I mean, come on, man.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Wow.
The man was, I got another one better for you. The brother that just got shot, that's paralyzed, they handcuffed him to the bed, the hospital bed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They won because they need to make him look like a criminal. So what happened was, thank you for bringing me back to that. What they called him a pedophile, but what happened was he did have some, he had some outstanding charges that he was going to answer for, but in order to make that public, they just went with rapist, pedophile. But let me tell you something. I don't care
what
he did 10 minutes ago. That don't justify what you did to him. I thought
that's
you had a
new thing. That's the new thing, to demonize that person that they just shot.
Of course.
So if you did something in the past and you was going to do something in the future, we got you.
Absolutely.
But you know what, though? Again, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to tape up this one. And then I got to transition over to my man LeBron. I seen on Facebook the other day where the cops pulled this guy over, told him, freeze, put your hands on your head. The brother froze. He put his hands on his head. As soon as he did that with his back to him, one of the cops, just ran and jump kicked him right in the middle of his back. And then he turned around like, yo, what the fuck? And they put a beating on that kid. And he going to get charged with resisting arrest. See, that's the kind of shit. And how do you defend that?
I didn't get him, bros.
So it was videotaped?
Okay. Yes.
Somebody
yeah.
videotaped it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they caught. Once again, they on camera. But I'm just saying, they see the people there with their phones out. They just don't care, man. And that's just, that's just wrong. And the police department cannot afford to have people with that mentality, man, with license to carry guns, claiming they're here to protect and serve. That's what's just fucked up, man. But I'm going to say this, though. I got nothing but, mad respect for that brother LeBron James. Mad respect.
Absolutely.
In fact, in 4 more years, I'll be saying LeBron James for president. But, since it's just a popularity contest, and I'm sure he wouldn't do as good as Barack, but he would do a whole lot better than what we have right now. But he gets, because of who he is and what he has established, he's one of them brothers, man, that you can tell, man, understands the real struggle, man, and is doing what he can to provide ease to it, man. And I don't know. I can't thank that man enough. I hope the Lakers go ahead and just take the championship trophy, but that's small potatoes right now. But LeBron James, man, my hand clap to you. I don't know. And what really amazes me about LeBron is what he went into the NBA's straight out of high school. Now, I don't know if he went back to school later, but so that just tells me that what he does, that's just natural shit, man. That's just what it is. And when it's natural like that, now don't get me wrong, nobody's perfect. I know some of the players sometimes look at it, have little negative things to say, man, but no, I'm not hearing that. That brother is a motivator.
Which is the difference is why he's like that, though. Not only him, and he stands out above the rest, but what do you think that difference is why they're able to do that?
I don't know, man.
Because they got that money
because where they're from.
No, because they got the money to do these things.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, well, that's definitely that. Yeah, that's definitely that. They couldn't do it without that. And they
hello,
got
the money. You
hello,
get the
let's
power.
Let's go back to that drug bus.
There you go.
First and foremost, they can relate to the struggle because of where they came from. It's not like they grew
they're
up
the
with,
only
with
ones
food
who came
in their mouths.
But then, they're not the only athletes who came from poverty areas. No, but no,
I understand that,
is,
but I'm saying that. But that's why I applaud his effort even more, because he's not the only one, and he's doing something with the platform and the money that he has. That's why I applaud him even more.
I applaud him because not only did he do it, he honestly, if you really stop and look, he motivated the entire NBA. And not only the
Absolutely.
NBA, but then the WNBA followed behind, and then all the other ones. Because LeBron did something that I never heard a lot of sports figures do. LeBron kind of stepped up to the plate and said, I am the best. And with this platform that I have as being the best in the NBA, I'm going to do some stuff. So this is why I really applaud him. I think he's doing an outstanding job as far as motivating his brothers that wanted to do something but didn't know how. But he showed them and gave them the platform to do all that stuff. So I tip my hats to him. I'll even rank him as up in the best. I don't know if he could beat Frazier, but, you know.
You see, here's the thing with that, too. Jordan, he had that kind of power, but he was afraid to use that kind of power. He didn't want to get into
the power. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, we not. No,
no, no.
We ain't doing no comparison here. That's not what we're doing right now.
No, I ain't comparing.
No,
I'm not comparing.
Not
that's it. Jordan had that power at that time, but he
chose
not to use it.
No. If I had one of them buzzers, you'd be hearing like, no, we're not doing that. All right, stop.
All right, take it, Jordan's your boy, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just not a comparison. Just because we give a brother accolades, we ain't got to compare him to nobody. That man is standing on his own thing. That's all
and
I'm
not
saying.
Only that, but Jordan was
I'm not talking about his game.
Jordan
was in a different time. He was in a different time.
But anyway, we're not going to do that, man. Stop. We ain't going to diminish none of that. And when you compare them to somebody like that, that's what you're doing. It's like, no. But anyway.
He was a dickhead. You seen that documentary.
See, man. Frank Lucas tell his brother. But, hey, what are we going to do about these police officers, folks? What are we going to do about standing up for justice?
Listen,
I really believe that.
Your president, he became president, he was telling them about if he got picked, he would unleash them. They can do what they want to do. He even talked about when you arrest them, I don't even mind if, you know, when you put them in the car and you kind of put your hand over their head, if you get kind of rough with them. He gave them the okay.
He did.
But you know what? Let's watch this. Fuck that. Even if they got the gun, why would you just want to hurt motherfuckers like that, man? That's what I'm saying. Okay, even if you got the okay for excessive violence, man, why would you just, as a police officer, just make it your business to just hurt people like that, man?
Like Alfred told Batman, sometimes some people just like to see the world burn.
No, man. I mean,
evil people out there. Those type of jobs that, they stick it to people. Whether it's in jail, being a correction officer, or whatever.
The solution is so simple. All you have to do is start prosecuting these unjust acts, man. And that shit will stop, man.
That's why they got what they call diplomatic immunity. That's why they know they got that union behind them.
Yeah. Okay. They got close to that, but they ain't got diplomat. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Wasn't it like a time, like in the post office? I mean, you really, really had to fuck up in order for them to get rid of you. Cause the union fought for you to keep that job. I mean, you might have went through some shit, but you got your job. You kept your job.
It's still kind of like that.
Policeman. It's still like that.
Yeah, kind of, not as much, but yeah, I get you.
Oh, give it a couple of months. The man ain't finished.
Yeah, but once again, though, even if for whatever reason you're able to keep your job, then there should be some stipulation that you don't carry weapons anymore. Now, you can carry your off-duty piece, but when you at work, no, you don't carry no weapon, man. I mean, there's got to be some kind of penalty, man. This shit is not okay, man.
Do you think when they're doing the investigation behind the cop shooting that they actually investigate, or they just sit there and do shit, and then a couple of weeks or a month later and shit, they just go ahead and throw it out there? That was a justifiable shooting.
Listen, man. Listen. So if that happens, man, then that – so watch this. If that really goes out like that, then that means the – if that happens like that, that means that the shit is fixed at such a higher level. I say again, what are we going to do, man? What's our answer to it? If the shit is fixed all the way up, no matter how high up the chain you go, you might have one or two levels. Yeah, you might have one or two levels where it's legitimate, but then three or four levels above that, we back to being not so legitimate. What is a person of color to do? You asked me to stop.
We outnumbered now.
You asked me to put my fucking hands on my head. I do it, and you still beat the shit out of me? Come on, man. So my only thing now is when you ask me to stop, I might as well at least get a punch in. Now, excuse me, don't nobody take that for real, because if you get a punch in, you just legitimately need that police officer permission to whip your ass.
That means you're going to get your ass beat, then thrown in that car. Then when you get down to the police station, you're going to get beat again. Then when your ass get down to the county, you're going to get beat again.
But hey,
three beatings.
But all I'm saying is that we don't have to say there's got to be a better way. There is the way. The way that we have now works. It's just the way they work this shit. They talking about revamp, defund police, fuck all that. How about get people to do the job the way the job is written? How about we spend millions of dollars on committees to make sure they do what the fuck they're supposed to do? You ain't got to revamp shit, because what you have is bona fide. You just don't want to use what you have for everybody. What you have is good for most of the country. But then when it comes to people of color, you got something else for them. See, that's what the problem is. It ain't about defunding no police officers. You got to have a system in place that make them accountable and hold them responsible for doing the fucking job that they're supposed to do. I'm just saying.
I got something to say.
Go ahead, man.
Fuck the police. And I said it with a guard.
Man, because we need their ass, man. We just need them to be right, man. You know, because it's, watch this.
They ain't going to never be right.
I was just going NWA, that's all.
I know you
can
sit
there and be like Rolls Royce if you want to. I'm wishing on a star.
Hey, man,
it's not going to happen, dude.
If you don't wish on that star, I'm a realist. So if you don't wish on that star, then you've totally given up. Now, I understand.
Not to get off real quick. That's the whole thing. They always want you to believe in something. It's hope. Once again, that Bible. That's a different story, though. But
now,
it's all about controlling
about
people.
Yeah,
people have been trained over these years, and look where it got you.
This man applied for a job. Did
you
say Bible?
Yeah, this man applied for a job, and he got the CEO job. How many people you know apply for a job? They don't start down in the mailroom. They go right to the top. He the only person that I know that happened to. Talk about Trump.
Well, listen. Whatever he did, he did. And that milk is already spilt, because you can't take that back.
I'm saying, what he's doing. He causing division.
No, he did that shit. That shit worked the first time. I'm pretty sure, and I'm hoping it ain't going to work the second time. Because I think the people who put him there to do what it is he's doing, I think they tired of his ass, man. You know, that's the ace in the hole. I think he messing up too
much.
Some
people,
shit.
But most of them are getting paid, so they're going to go along with this.
I heard this
white lady. They was talking to three women from South Carolina. One of them was black, the other three was white. And this one white lady was saying she's not too sure about Biden, because if something happened to him, Kamala Harris take over, and she seems like she's an angry black woman.
Yeah, because that's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what?
Trump's all of that already.
Once again, it's not about the popular vote.
You probably have just as many people saying.
Yep, you're right.
You probably have just as many people saying, if something happens to Biden, and again, I'm not. I'm gonna move off of that conversation because I don't even like putting bad shit in the atmosphere. But I think that this. But once again, I'm not. And just so we know, I guess since we left Jacob Blake and we talk about this shit here. No, but just so we know. I'm a Democrat that's going to support Biden and Harris, but I'm also understanding that when they get elected, they're going to spend most of their time just trying to hire motherfuckers and put the system back in some facsimile of what it was. So seeing some major shit happening for black people, if they did nothing but stop the police from killing us, okay, I can take that for right now. Because they're not going to be doing a whole lot, right? Once they get in office, this man right now has got the whole system so fucked up that there's hundreds of jobs that need to be filled. So somebody got to be interviewing, and when you're doing mass hirings, yeah, you're going to get some pieces of not-so-desirable things in the job.
No, I'm talking about Trump. Trump applied for a job, and he got
no experience whatsoever. I got you, man. I know what you're saying.
Technically, nobody's got experience to be the president unless you were the president already.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like in politics, how things work and stuff like that.
They don't, but see, each level work different. And what's the
truthfully, nobody was president and acted like this.
But that's what it is. Truthfully, it needed a shakeup, really did, but he just shook it up for the gangster instead of for the right. But politics, the way it was, it needed to be shaken up, and that's
part of the reason why people voted. That shit like a New York mafia boss. He got all of them shitting in their pants. They ain't trying to say nothing about them because he know with one tweet that might be their job.
Yo, hold on, man. What did you hear with my man out in the mayor in Wisconsin? He blasted that ass today, man. He said Trump. He said I'm not gonna beat around the bush. Yeah, Trump, you got all this shit started here. He blames all of that civil unrest in Oregon. He blamed that shit right on Trump. From your position, you ignite this. You invigorate this shit here. And Trump's supposed to be going to his town.
Ignite that shit.
But again, he don't want him there. And again, it's not so much that he don't want him there. But now, in order for Trump to go there now, with all the tension there, that means he going to have to bring the National Guard. And I think that's what Trump wants. He wants that military presence when he shows up to give him that motherfucking dictator shit. So I think that's what that's really all about. And it's secure on such a short notice. The money that the nation going to pay for security on that shit. And he said when he go there, right, he not going to see the Blake family. That's not part of his itinerary, man.
He's going there to talk about the rioters. Not so much the protesters, the rioters. He's, once again, it's not about them protesting with him. He's talking about that's all they're showing on TV. Cops shooting tear gas, people burning and, you know, tearing stuff up. That's all they're showing. It's not even... That's been taken over to me, just like that Colin Kaepernick kneeling. You went from a kneel to he disrespecting the flag, and they flipped that and turned that into something totally different. And people went with that.
Hey, as we get ready to bring the podcast to a close, I thank you for hanging out with the Attic. When we talk about when will we see change, again, I want to say I'm hopeful.
When hell freezes over.
But I don't see that shit right now, man. I don't know. Maybe it's too early in the fight or whatever. But Black America, man, I mean, we have to get united. That's the only way. And when I say Black America, all America who unites with the cause of equality. Let's broaden that, okay?
Also, my all people, America, please understand there is no place called hell. Hell is a state of mind.
Oh, Let's not go there now.
Yo, all I can say is, yo, that's my big
took
brother. What?
But by the way, it took you a little time to come up with that.
No, it didn't. I was just waiting for the opportunity to say it.
All right.
But if you got a moment,
time is up.
It's kind of like holding on to that big joker.
Hey, Cass. Let's take a
right moment.
Good night.
Good night.
Burn it down. Burn it down.
Good night.
To the ground.
Let me know when you do so I can get out.